was indicted on the classified document-related charges. That proceeding was solemn. It's so hard. It was
kind of
hard-hearted. This one, Harrison, even though it doesn't involve criminal charges, this might as well be Trump's most important indictment as far as he is concerned.
Hello. Am I speaking with Donald? Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Daniel. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen random, and your individual answers are confidential. Okay?
I think I already took a survey already.
Maybe it was a different one. I'm not going to take too much of your time. I'm just going to ask you a few questions regarding the issues facing your community and the nation as well.
Okay.
Okay, great. Now, are you speaking to the named person of the list? Yes. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 24 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. Great. And in the 2020 presidential elections, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay, just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
Okay. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
61.
Okay. Now, in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is heading, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied,
okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10, it is the most important. A 5 is somewhat important. A 0 isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, making housing more affordable.
5.
Five, okay. Reducing crime and gun violence.
9.
Okay. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
6.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
9.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Okay, great. Okay, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as president? If approve, disapprove, and it's not that strongly approve or disapprove, or somewhat approve, disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 1 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say no. Now, the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
I'll say 50.
50, okay. Democrats in Congress?
I would say 70.
Okay, 70. And the last one is Joe Biden.
I'd give him a 90.
Okay. One second here. Okay. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10, how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 is somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
8.
Okay. Preventing underage tobacco use.
I will say a 7.
A 7. Okay. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Say again.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. You know, those electronic cigars, I guess, that's what they consider e-vapors.
Oh, I'll say a 5.
Okay. And banning different tobacco products for adults.
Say a 5.
Okay. Okay, we already almost at 50%, so we only have, you know, it's only a few more questions, okay? I'm not going to take so much of your time. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? You support or oppose, and is that strongly support or oppose, or just somewhat support or oppose? Strongly support, somewhat support, oppose? Strongly opposed? Don't know.
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support? Somewhat support? Somewhat opposed? Strongly opposed? Don't know. Refuse.
Somewhat support,
okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm, don't know.
A somewhat benefit.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority, other issues, don't know?
Other issues are more important right now.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, Which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on, say, or between? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. The other one would be prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring their removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Don't know.
Switch to less harmful products.
Switch to less harm, okay. Okay. All right, now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes. flavored cigars and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about the outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening? The first one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including ionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not a real concern, don't know?
Not very concerned.
Okay. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned, don't know?
Very concerned.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China floating the market with no safety testing or regulations. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes. We simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10?
6.
Okay. Now, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. And our current policies on education and harm reduction have led to lower smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. From 0 to 10?
I would say 7.
7, okay. All right, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it is a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions, these bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reductions. From 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. All right, so we're already at 70%, okay? We're almost there. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose. Somewhat oppose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
somewhat opposed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm, don't know?
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay. And will you be more or less willing to vote for candidates for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will you have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? And is this much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, have no impact? Or don't
no know? Impact.
No impact.
No impact.
Okay. Okay, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew? Yes, no?
No.
DK?
No.
Okay. Wine?
Yes.
Okay. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Beer?
No.
Coffee?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Okay. Heat, no burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products? Like electronic
no.
cigarettes. Okay. All right. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, graduate, master's, don't know.
High school.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, don't know?
Middle.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employees association? Does that
no.
apply to you? So, no? Okay.
No.
Does not apply to you then?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural? Don't know.
Suburban.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're already at 97, so we're almost there, okay? Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Bye. Hey, Tony. Was it completed? Or, you know, cuando pregunta if you're a member of the LGBT, he said no. This concludes the survey. Pero ya no me di cuenta si fue que lo terminé. It gave me, yeah, I got it. I'm ready. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.